The Kalahari is a vast savanna desert. It stretches from about the Orange River in South Africa northwards, and almost from the edge of the continent in the west eastwards for hundreds of thousands square kilometers. It's an arid land for whole years, sometimes for several years. No rain might fall, or very little rain. But just sometimes, vast forces of temperature and pressure combine far away over oceans and continents in just that particularly perfect way that will push moisture over the southwestern parts of the African continent. And then, sometimes for more than 1 year, clouds shift over the Kalahari, dragging their vast shadows over the earth, and it rains. Then the Kalahari becomes a wonderland, so lush and so verdant that previous stretches that were dry and arid can easily be forgotten. It becomes a parkland prepared by the finest gardeners for a visit by a beloved great king. I am just extremely privileged to be present at such a time in the history of the Kalahari. I turned back to my camp a bit earlier than usual because towards the afternoon a thick bank of clouds had started to build in the northeast. And the air was hot and heavy, and the sun stung with an unusual viciousness. It looked and felt like rain. I had to prepare my camp so I can keep dry. So that's why I'm back here now, to stretch my tarpaulin so that I can have my hammock underneath it. It's now a bit later and I'm ready for the night, and I can sit back and watch the storm approaching. I've set up my phone on video to show it rolling in, and I'll post that on the website. The wind is a bit noisy and it's blowing towards the storm, so I'm not hearing any thunder yet, but it'll come soon. Now, of course, any storm is immensely majestic, but in a desert like the Kalahari, it has a quality of rarity and scarcity that is exquisite. There is a kind of expectancy in the earth, as if it's holding its breath for that great wonder of water. And so am I. I cannot tell you how much I'm appreciating this moment of the storm developing and the wind blowing, and then it's beginning to die down a bit now, but just now it'll pick up again and become quite fierce. And it is such a grand preparation for that moment when the first drops start to puff down onto the earth. Let me enjoy the last bit of light and then retire to underneath my tarpaulin for the night.